T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I had a friend, a couple friends actually, former coworkers in Seattle who had a thing happen to them this week. I guess it's been happening to them for a while, but it was made official this week that it's like, I don't know, I'm really impressed by the decision that my buddy made, but also it might be a really bad move in his career. So there are two guys that host a radio show together. One of the guys
is the KJR thing.
Yeah,
I saw this. Okay.
Yeah, Jason Puckett's like one of my best friends in the world. He's a great guy, and so he quit earlier this week,
right?
Because his co-host essentially got laid off by corporate, whatever. His co-host got fired, basically, and Jason had been in a contract negotiation with the radio station for months because his contract was up, and he wanted this, that, whatever, and he finally got them to get where he wanted them to go. Like the day before. So then he's like, he's getting ready to sign it and all that. And he finds out that his co-host is about to get fired. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, shit, like if I sign this contract, like, and I'm back, it's going to look like I got him fired to stay here.
Okay.
But second of all, I don't really want to do the show without him. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to do, you know, I love doing this and this is what I want to do. And we worked hard to get him in here and all that stuff. Now the guy who got let go was going to retire at the end of the year anyway.
Right.
He's an older guy. He's been covered Seattle sports for decades. He was a newspaper guy back in the day. He's been in radio for 15 years now. So, like, I think it would have been really easy for Jason just to explain all that, probably keep his job and
not
keep it moving.
My career over 5 months.
Yeah. But instead, he was like, no, I don't like the way it played out. I feel like they kind of sacrificed him. And I don't like that. And yeah. Now, I assume he has a plan because he's a pretty smart guy and he's been in radio for a long time, and there's a lot of different ways to do broadcasting right now, whether you're just doing regular radio or podcasts or whatever. So I assume he's got a plan. It's pretty wild. Pretty wild to just be like, yeah, he fired my guy. I'm out of here. I got what I wanted, but I'm out of here.
Yeah. I mean, they fired him or did they fire him or was his contract up?
So iHeartMedia made a bunch of, like, you know, it's not, he didn't get fired in the way that, like,
he did something wrong.
Yeah. Like, right. He didn't fuck up and get shown the door.
Right.
It was a money thing across the board in the company. And I think they probably looked at him and was like, all right, he's a little older. He's the co-host of that show. Like, the guy who hosts the show has been doing it with different co-hosts for 15 years. So we can keep rolling with him.
This your guy, right?
Huh?
This your guy?
Well, actually, both of them I know really well. Okay. I like both of them really well. But Jason, the guy who ultimately decided to leave also, I'm probably closer with him.
Right.
But what was the original question?
I was saying, when you were saying he's worked with 15 guys, this is the host guy. He's worked with all these guys.
Well, he's worked with a few different people. Yeah, like him and Cliff Averill did a show for a couple of years right after Cliff Averill retired, and then he decided he didn't want to do it. And then Jim, the guy who got let go by the company, had been at the other radio station in town and was a kind of a free agent. So Jason brought him over, and they had worked together now for 3 or 4 years or something like that. And yeah, I don't know. It's just a real pretty fucking loyal thing to do. Pretty loyal.
It's loyal.
That was pretty cool.
But you know, the
like you said, does he have a plan? Because you know,
I'm sure he does.
Your loyalty doesn't. It's a difference between dumbass loyalty and smart loyalty. And
yeah.
If you don't have a backup plan.
Yeah. I mean, knowing him, I imagine he probably does. Like, because he's not. he's not retiring. He's probably maybe, he might be 50, probably not even 50, probably in his mid to late 40s. So he's still going to have to work for a couple.
Yeah.
Couple years, you know, you have to work for a while.
There's a couple like variables, factors I would ask. And obviously, like how good of friends are the two of them, and would the one who was fired understand? Would it ruin 100%. A friendship if he had stayed?
No. In fact, Jim told Jason multiple times, "Don't do this. Right. Like, don't do it on my behalf."
Right.
And I think Jason just kind of saw it as like, I think it's more than just, "Hey, they let my friend go. I'm fuck this." You know.
Was he looking for a way out, anyways?
I don't think he was looking for a way out, but I think it's more just like, "Hey, man, this is radio. Like, any day, and this is real for all of us. Like, any day you come in here could be your last day, and it has nothing to do with you. Like, it's just the way of the world right now in this business, because especially when you're an iHeartMedia, you're an Odyssey like we are, like they went through their bankruptcy shit a handful of years ago, whatever. Like the people that make these decisions don't know who we are.
Yeah.
We're just a line on a spreadsheet that if they can save some money to, you know, so
the other thing for me,
and that's a tough thing to, you know, if you think about it, which you can't think about it, otherwise it'll drive you crazy. But if you know, you give yourself a minute to think about that. I understand why people would want to get out of this business if you have another option.
Thing is the desperation of, all right, I don't have any income now. Am I in trouble like immediately? Like, cause that, you know, I mean, like some people may have whatever investments or
right.
whatever yeah. real estate, maybe they have something to fall back on.
Yeah. His wife's got a really good job. So he's good. As far as that goes,
that makes the decision a little easier.
Of course,
right?
Of course. And also,
I did not know that you saying the guy who got fired was going to be retiring in a couple of months.
He was going to retire at the end of the year anyway.
We're almost to April, mm-hmm. so you got 8 months. Mm-hmm. Assuming I really like that job, assuming I really like that market, I don't know if I'm throwing that away. Especially if he understands why I would stick with it. He's been telling me to stick with it.
Yeah.
Over what was going to change in 8 months. This is not the idea of like, we could have been doing this for 10 more years. You're right. Talking about this would have only gone on for 8 more months.
Yeah.
At best, right?
Right. To me.
So that changes things too a little bit.
You'd have to think he maybe, there was something out there that he
right.
was interested in, but right. maybe was like, I don't know, I'm not sure. Maybe right now is not the right time.
Is he going sign for God?
There's two stations in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
but yeah. there's also TV. There's as you mentioned, there's podcasts.
My guess stuff. Would be with no information on it at all. My guess would be it's a podcast thing.
Yeah, sure.
Like there's the Locked On Sports
yeah.
network that Jarvis works for and Tanitra works for. That guy David Locke used to work at KJR back in the day, and I know Jason knows him. So I don't know if they have Seattle podcasts or not. If they don't, Jason would be excellent at that and would probably fit right in there.
Sure.
So again, I mean, I'm sure he has a plan, but I don't know. This kind of was cool. Kind of a cool move.
I mean, look, I've been in a lot of markets. I've heard people say, if I'm not doing the show with so-and-so, then I'm not doing the show at all. Like, that happens. But then you've got also other markets where, like, guys are like, I can't wait to do the show with someone else.
But I think that's more or less if you don't like the guy.
Right.
But I mean, if he's like a guy and everything, I understand all that part. But my whole thing is this. If I'm the other guy, it's like, how am I going to get mad for you at you? Like, are you more worried about the perception that you did him wrong, even though that you know that's not right? Because one thing about those type of situations, that shit goes away.
You can right. Yes. You can withstand any reaction as long as the other guy knows, and apparently he does, I wasn't getting you fired.
Yeah.
Right.
And their friendship still seems strong.
Yeah.
So it doesn't – yeah, I agree with Randy. Like the out backlash or whatever
will go
away very quickly. And you only owe the explanation to the other guy, which – apparently he already doesn't even need one.
Yeah.
So
I just think it's more about like, I wasn't really feeling the way this went down.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
And
it's a professional pursuit thing.
I have a lot of respect for
probably
that.
Probably has some ideas of what's next.
Yeah. I like that.
I saw that story though.
That's
like,
more
oh, that's...
of, that's an indicator of company stability more than it is anything else. And he sees that and he's like, all right, show's good. They want me. I guess they don't want him. But why would they want me and not want him if the show's good? You know what I mean? It really doesn't have anything to do with me or him. It has to do with money, and I could be the next person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I saw that story separate of you bringing it up, and I said, oh, that is a respectable choice. I am way more desperate than that, and that would definitely not be my line of thinking.
Right.
So, right. Yeah, I mean, that's where I stood on it.
It's like, right. You have to
good
be
for him.
You have to be able to do it in order to do it. But I don't know.
I love this job. It's pretty cool. At the same time, I need this job, and so like that wouldn't be how I would probably approach that decision.
Yeah.
But everyone's in a different you know state.
Yep.
Is he a Seattle guy? Like, is moving out of market?
Nah, he's not going anywhere. Yeah. He's got kids that are in high school.
See?
And he's from there.
Yeah. Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
How long has he been there?
Forever.
Which shift they work?
Oh, midday, noon to three maybe. I don't know what it was. He's kind of moved around a little bit. But yeah, he's been there. He was there before I worked there, and I started working there 20 years ago. So he's been there for a long time.
Yeah, I was thinking about like shows out west that also have like the – like say you carry MLB games and you have a 90-minute pregame show. Like if you have a day game on the west coast – or on the east coast, sorry, like a travel day, like your pregame show is a 9:30 in the morning pregame show.
Yeah.
Followed by an 11 a.m. first pitch.
Yeah,
it's kind of goofy.
When I did the morning show at the Mariners station, we would occasionally get preempted by the pregame show if they were playing.
They're visiting the Yankees.
The Yankees or something like that. But then I also did the night show at that radio station, which just didn't happen.
Right.
7 months out of the year. Yeah. You know what I mean? You just like I didn't really. Now, I left. Before the season started, I was there at the end of one season, and then I was gone by the time the next season started. But I was like, oh, I didn't really think about this. Like, this was great during football season. We were on every single night. We got to do all the football. The Seahawks are going to their second straight Super Bowl. Like, this is beautiful. And then it's like, oh, shit. April comes around. You might have one show a month, you know? Like, because you're mostly on the West Coast, and most of those games are starting at 7 o'clock.
One show a month.
You might.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Because you got a homestand for 2 weeks. Those are all 7 o'clock games during the week. So that's no shows. If they're on a road trip in Oakland or Texas or whatever, all those games are night games too. So yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.